Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be exploring something kind of mind-blowing.
Oh.
Yeah, the hidden assumptions that we all make about the future and how they shape our choices right now.
Interesting.
I know, right? And get this, our source material is an academic paper called Patterns of Anticipatory Assumptions by Stefan Berkheim.
Okay.
And let me tell you, this paper had me hooked from the very first page.
Yeah. It's a fascinating concept, isn't it? We go through life, you know, making decisions, setting goals.
Right.
But we often don't realize the underlying assumptions that are driving those choices.
It's like we're building our lives on a foundation we haven't even, like, bothered to inspect.
Exactly.
Berkheim actually defines these anticipatory assumptions as statements that are not known to be true yet, but might be proven later. Mm. So think of them as educated guesses about what the future holds.
Okay.
But here's the thing. These guesses, these assumptions, they're incredibly powerful because they shape how we act today.
It's like having this mental map of the future that guides us, even if we're not consciously aware of it.
Right.
And Berkheim wanted to understand these maps, so he did something really interesting.
What's that?
He analyzed 500 assumptions about the future, gathering them from people who participated in futures literacy laboratories.
Futures literacy laboratories.
Okay.
Okay, that sounds pretty intense. What are those?
They're essentially workshops designed to make people more aware of, you guessed it, their assumptions about the future.
Okay.
And these workshops cover all sorts of topics.
Like what?
From the future of democracy to, believe it or not, assumptions about the metaverse.
The metaverse. Okay, you've got to tell me more about that.
Sure.
What kind of assumptions are people making about a virtual world like that?
Well, you have assumptions about how we'll interact with each other in the metaverse.
Okay.
What kinds of new economies will emerge, and even how it might impact our sense of identity.
Wow.
It's a really fascinating area to explore because it forces us to confront assumptions about the very nature of reality itself.
That's deep. But let's get back to Berkheim's research for a second.
Okay.
He took those 500 assumptions and he created a framework for understanding them.
Mm?
And get this, it's shaped like a hexagon.
Really?
Yeah, he calls it the P1 Futures Assumptions Hexagon.
I love a good visual. And this one is particularly powerful.
Yeah.
The hexagon is divided into 6 categories, each representing a different dimension of these anticipatory assumptions.
All right, let's break down this hexagon.
Yeah.
Where do we even begin?
Well, we start with the foundation, the basic category.
Okay.
This is where you'll find assumptions about the issue itself.
Okay.
Like, what's the problem we're even trying to solve? Then you have assumptions about the purpose. Why are we even thinking about this issue in the first place? And of course, you have assumptions about the potential consequences.
Right.
What happens if we don't address this issue? And finally, you have assumptions about the desirable futures we're hoping to create.
So it's like setting the stage for the whole conversation about the future.
Right.
Okay, what comes next?
Next, we delve into the dimensions of the issue.
Right.
This is where things get really interesting.
Okay.
We're talking about assumptions about human nature itself.
Okay.
Are we inherently selfish or cooperative?
Interesting.
And how might those assumptions impact our solutions for the future? Then you have assumptions about the depth of the issue at hand.
Uh-huh.
How this particular issue connects to other issues in the world. Assumptions about the environment in which this is all playing out.
Okay.
And finally, assumptions about the spaces where these issues manifest.
Right.
Are we talking about physical spaces, digital spaces, or something in between?
So those are the first 4 categories of the hexagon, basics and dimensions.
Right.
What are the last 2?
The 5th category focuses on what Berkheim calls disenablers. The things that either help or hinder us from achieving those desirable futures.
I see.
This is where you get into assumptions about the obstacles in our way, the resources we have available, the capabilities we need to develop, and even the rules of the game that govern our actions.
It's like we're identifying all the factors that either propel us forward or hold us back.
Exactly.
Final category.
The 6th and final category is all about change itself.
Okay.
This is where we find assumptions about the potential solutions to the problems we've identified, the trade-offs we might have to make along the way, and crucially, assumptions about the actors involved, who are the people or groups who will be driving this change.
So this hexagon provides us with a framework for understanding the assumptions behind any issue we might be facing.
Right.
But it's the examples of actual assumptions that really bring this to life, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Berkheim gives us this treasure trove of examples.
Yeah.
Some relatable, some surprising.
Okay.
For instance, one assumption from the humans category is simply, people need other people.
Pretty basic, right?
Yeah. But then you have another assumption. technology is the enabler to democratic processes.
Mm.
That one might spark some debate.
Definitely. It makes you wonder what other potentially controversial assumptions are lurking out there. What are some of the examples that jumped out at you?
One that really got me thinking was in the environment category.
Oh, yeah.
The assumption is that states continue to exist.
Okay.
It seems so obvious, right? But when you really stop to think about it,
yeah,
in a world where borders are becoming increasingly blurred and global challenges are demanding new forms of governance,
right.
Well, it makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really highlights how assumptions that seem so rock solid in the present can become shaky ground in the future.
Exactly.
And speaking of shaky ground, Berkheim introduces this fascinating concept called the agreement index.
Right. He recognized that not all assumptions are created equal in terms of how much consensus they generate.
Okay.
Some assumptions like the belief that climate change is real,
yeah,
they tend to have very high agreement. Others, like the idea that technology will solve all our problems, might be met with a lot more skepticism.
So how did he measure this agreement? Did he like send out a survey with all 500 assumptions?
He actually analyzed the data from the Futures Literacy Laboratory.
Okay.
He found that assumptions about the environment and the conditions for change, those tended to have the highest agreement.
Okay.
While assumptions about things like resources, capabilities, and who the key actors will be were much more contested.
That makes total sense. We might all agree that we need to address climate change.
Right.
But as soon as we start talking about, you know, who's responsible for making the changes and how we're going to pay for it,
yeah,
things can get heated pretty quickly.
Absolutely.
It makes you wonder,
yeah,
what assumptions do you hold that others might completely disagree with?
It's a great question to ponder. And that's where the real power of this hexagon framework comes in.
Okay.
It's not just about identifying our assumptions. It's about using them as a starting point for critical thinking.
Right.
Berkheim even suggests we can use the hexagon to reframe our assumptions.
Oh.
Opening up possibilities for alternative futures.
Okay, I'm all ears. How do we actually reframe our assumptions? It sounds a bit like mental gymnastics.
It can be, but it's a rewarding workout for your mind.
Okay.
One way to reframe an assumption is simply to remove it from the equation altogether.
Hmm.
Let's say you're tackling an issue like the future of transportation.
Okay.
A common assumption might be that cars will always be the dominant mode of transportation.
Yeah, I can see that assumption being deeply embedded in a lot of our thinking, especially here in the U.S.
Exactly. But what if we just took that assumption out of the picture entirely?
Okay.
Suddenly we're free to imagine a future where transportation looks radically different.
Like what?
Maybe it's all about hyperloops, personal flying drones, or even teleportation.
Whoa, that's a major shift. It's like taking off the blinders and seeing the world with fresh eyes.
Right.
So removing assumptions is one strategy. What are some other ways to reframe our thinking?
Another approach is to change the sign of a trend.
Hmm.
Instead of assuming that inequality is increasing,
mm-hmm,
what if we explored a future where equality is the norm?
Okay.
Or maybe we challenge the assumption that technology always leads to progress.
Oh, interesting.
What if we consider the possibility that some technological advancements might actually lead us backward in certain ways?
It's almost like playing a game of what if.
Right.
And just by flipping the script on these assumptions, we're able to envision entirely new scenarios.
Yeah.
Berkheim also mentions adding new elements to the mix.
He does. He calls it introducing wild cards.
Okay.
These are essentially new assumptions that challenge our existing mental models.
Okay.
For example, if we're thinking about the future of work.
Right.
A common assumption might be that automation will displace human workers.
Yeah.
But what if we added the wildcard assumption that human creativity and ingenuity will become even more valuable in a world of automation?
So instead of seeing automation as a threat, we could reframe it as an opportunity to unlock human potential in new and unexpected ways.
Exactly.
I love how this reframing concept empowers us to become active participants in shaping the future rather than just passive bystanders.
That's the key takeaway here. By becoming aware of our assumptions and actively challenging them,
right,
we gain the power to design the future we want to see. We're not just letting the future happen to us.
Uh-huh.
We're making conscious choices that shape the course of events.
This has been a mind-blowing deep dive so far. We've explored the hidden world of anticipatory assumptions, learned how to categorize them, and even discovered ways to reframe them to create alternative futures. But before we wrap things up, I remember you mentioned that Berkheim has one more thought-provoking suggestion.
He does. And this one might just send you down a rabbit hole of possibilities.
Okay, spill the beans. What's this final mind-bending suggestion from Bruckheim?
He suggests we look beyond the, you know, neat and tidy categories of the hexagon.
Okay.
And explore the spaces in between them.
Hmm.
Think of it like this. The real magic happens when different assumptions collide and interact with each other.
So instead of just focusing on assumptions about, like, human nature or technology in isolation,
right,
we should be asking, like, what happens when those two categories intersect?
It's exactly. What assumptions emerge at the intersection of human nature and technological advancements?
Okay.
Or between resources and desirable futures? Those liminal spaces.
Yeah.
Those areas where different categories overlap,
mm,
they often hold the most potential for uncovering truly novel assumptions and imagining futures that we might not have even considered otherwise.
It's like we're creating a whole new set of lenses through which to view the future.
Right.
By blending different categories, we're opening ourselves up to a wider range of possibilities.
And that's where things get really exciting.
Yeah.
In those unexpected combinations that we can often find the most innovative and transformative ideas.
This has been an incredible deep dive. We've gone from unpacking the very concept of anticipatory assumptions,
right,
to exploring how they're categorized and even how we can reframe them to create alternative futures.
Yeah.
But before we let our listeners go, I want to make sure we bring this all home. What does this all mean for us, you know, in our everyday lives? How can we actually use this knowledge about assumptions to make better decisions?
The key takeaway here is this.
Yeah.
By becoming aware of our assumptions about the future, we gain the power to make more conscious decisions in the present.
So it's like shining a light on the hidden forces that are shaping our actions and choices.
Exactly.
Instead of just reacting to whatever comes our way,
right,
we're actually taking the wheel and steering our lives in the direction we want to go.
Exactly. And remember, this isn't a one-time exercise.
Okay.
Our assumptions will naturally evolve as we gather new information and experiences.
Right.
The key is to stay curious, keep questioning, and be open to reframing our perspectives as we go.
So, dear listeners, your challenge for this week is this: pick a topic that's on your mind, maybe something from Bruckheim's hexagon, and take some time to identify the assumptions that are lurking beneath the surface.
Uh-huh.
What are you assuming about the future of work? The future of relationships.
Yeah.
The future of our planet.
And once you've identified those assumptions, don't be afraid to challenge them. Play around with different perspectives.
Yeah.
Explore the spaces between categories and see what alternative futures emerge.
You can find a link to Bruckheim's full paper in the show notes, so you can continue your own deep dive into this fascinating world of anticipatory assumptions. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.